Right, yeah, and how are you doing? Can I use your real name, or would you prefer I didn't?
Yeah, man, that's totally fine.
Scott, hi. How are you doing, Scott?
Not too bad.
Good, cool. Did you enjoy your dinner tonight, Scott?
I was a little bit burnt, man, but I could done the job.
Yeah, good, excellent. Well, that's very good. Now, Scott has extremely kindly done us a mix. It was roughly an hour. I've listened through and it's fat. It's got some really cool King tunes in there, which is excellent. It's a shame you can't be down here in person.
Indeed.
You are coming down to London though, aren't you? Next weekend after or something?
Yeah, I'm coming down next Saturday for the Borough Base.
Yeah, that's right. On Halloween, no?
Yeah, well, it's the 29th next Saturday, yeah.
Mm.
But yeah, it's a party, yeah.
Yeah, that Borough Base party looks massive.
It's insane,
isn't it?
Yeah. That's going to be a bit of a grim journey because we've got Banjax on the Friday night with Luke Sanger, and I've got to get a train the next morning, so that should be fun.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, really? So it's like a bit of a double whammy you're doing, basically.
Yeah. So I'm going to try and behave on the Friday, but you know, I'm not very good at that, so...
Yeah. Yeah, good behaviour never quite works out that way, does it?
Nope.
Yeah, so basically, Scott, you've just started a label, haven't you?
Yeah, I did. I think I've said Indeed about 10 times now. Yeah, so I started a label, Horror Boogie Records. Something I've been thinking about for quite a while. And then I just spoke to a few folk to see if it wasn't going to sort of financially destroy me, if it was doable. Yeah, it seems as if it's going to be, so I went ahead with it, yeah.
As if it is going to destroy you.
Well... It seems to be working all right. I've been working myself, doing some overtime and stuff like that to get some money together. But
as you do have to, the life of a label owner, you know.
Working for Tesco Bank to pay for it. But the first EP just came out on Monday. There, officially, it's got a Kanji Kinetic, Michael Forshaw, Subhead, and Fed Kaleritin.
Excellent.
Fingers crossed it goes well.
Yeah, quality. Yeah, I've heard it, and it's lovely. It's very, very good. Basically, yeah, I entreat anyone listening to go out and buy said record, or any like horror boogie record that comes out in the future. Frankly, this poor man is having to work for Tesco's bank in order to make ends meet. I mean, you know, the least you can do is go out and buy his records. It's an excellent. It's an excellent idea, Scott, basically, and you've got a very good base, I think, of, you know, you really know, what a shit hot record is, I think, so you're a good person to be running a label, I'd say, anyway.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah. So, wicked, so, have you got the second one planned?
Yeah, I've actually got quite a lot of stuff planned already. The second one's going to be another various artists thing. I thought I'd do the first two as various to... basically just show all the sort of different stuff I'm going to be putting out. So the second one, again, I've got Michael Forshaw is on there again, and it's a Kanji remix. It's actually already been out in digital, but it's a remix of Fufftronics called Bass Face. And then I've got a couple of guys from Glasgow as well, Guspo and Data Rape, who's one of the Banjax crew as well. I've done a couple of really good tracks as well. So
right, wicked. So you've got basically you're not short of material basically at the moment.
No, I've got
who wrote the Bass Face tune?
Fufftronics.
I've written a fucking tune called Bass Face, bastards. I wonder. Yeah, no, they we're pro. You know, it's not. Maybe the most original name in the world. I'm sure they came up with themselves.
I've also got the third one. Just going to be a full Ritalin EP. I've got a couple of the tracks already. They're really, really good.
Excellent.
I've got stuff planned from more stuff from Fedka. He sent me all the stuff. I think he's kind of been criminally overlooked. He's got so many good tunes.
Oh, I agree, absolutely. Like he's top quality. I've been actually trying to bait him into coming back here. He's done a set for us, actually. If anyone's listening, they want to listen to a Fed cassette live set from a year ago or so on an Edit Presents. But, yeah, I mean, his stuff is really, truly very, very good. It's excellent. It's really got the funk. And that Panic Bridge record I played earlier, that's him and Ben Pest. And together they're a almost unbeatable team, I'd say. Like, really very good stuff.
Yep. Actually, Ben's going to be doing stuff as well when I get it from him. I've also got stuff planned from Fanti and Spook, a couple of guys that make really good electro up here. Obviously, there are a couple of EPs planned from yourself.
Yeah, if I can get my act together as well, yeah.
Trying to else. There's Danko's actually sent me a couple of really good tunes I'm going to be putting out, and also confirmed today I'm going to do something from Taz Buckfaster as well. Also for the first EP, when the digital comes out, I'm going to get a few remixes of the Kanji track. Obviously that's already got a digital release on Idiot House Records, so you know I couldn't really put it on there. So yeah, Kanji's going to do a VIP version. Ritalin's already in the middle of making a remix, which is up in SoundCloud at the moment. And the other one's from Distill, who's sort of better known as Baby Shaker, in the case as well. So really looking forward to hearing what they do with it.
Cool. Wicked. Yeah, I mean, that's an abundance of material out there and basically waiting to happen. I mean, you know, the vinyl world, you know, people say it's sort of dipped, but certainly not gone and forgotten. And there's some such excellent stuff coming out right now, and people should be buying vinyl, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
As much as they can. Sorry.
Got a bit of a cough. What Richie Horton's chat was last night. Did you see that?
I didn't. What was that?
It was on basically on Facebook. I saw someone else had reposted it, and Richie Horton had posted I think it was a photo of someone who had been walking in front of him carrying a record bag, and he basically sort of made out that this was really primitive, was the kind of sort of impression he gave, and he just got fucking pelters for it.
I bet he did.
I kind of chipped in myself, and then that got deleted, and then he put up a sort of half-arsed apology, which led to more pelters as well.
It's funny. It's funny when these big up DJs suddenly turn around and show an opinion like that, sort of, especially someone like him to turn around and spit at vinyl is just, that's absurd.
Good vinyl, he's fucking shit now. So.
Well, this is it. Yeah, I mean, actually, honestly, who gives a shit about him? And sorry, you know, but there you go. You heard it. You heard it here. Probably not first.
Definitely not.
Yeah. So cool. Other thing is, have you got any sets lined? You know, like, are you doing any gigs anytime soon for people to tell people about?
Well, obviously we've got the Night Banjacks, which I sort of co-run with a few other guys up here. We've just celebrated our first birthday last month with Jerome Hill. It's a really good night, as always. As I said, we've got Luke Sanger next Friday. It's at La Cheetah on Queen Street in Glasgow. And then in November, we've got Michael Forshaw and Ben Pest both doing live sets.
Wicked.
That's going to be a really good one.
Yeah, it sounds heavy.
Indeed. We've also been doing after parties as well in a sort of secret location just beside the town. That just started at the last one, so we're hoping to make that a regular thing as well, just to sort of keep things going.
And
then we'll go back to doing our sort of bi-monthly thing. Apart from that, not really anything else. I'm doing a mix for the Brockout guys, which I need to get done by next week. I've kind of started working on that just now, so I need to try and get that recorded this weekend. I think that's going to be a bit more sort of, you know, bass orientated than the mix I've done that's going to be played tonight.
More mutant-y, basically. Listening through what you have played, like, it's which will drop in a minute, sorry, anyone listening who's like, come on, play the fucking music, it's actually very suited to my show, so well done. You seem to have sort of nailed the sound pretty well. Having said that, we play anything on our show, on my show, so, you know. Brilliant, basically. Dave Shades. Scott, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no probs. And without further ado, let's stick on your mix.
Cool.
So nice one. Take care, mate. Cheers.
She likes it. Sounded like dad. Father! Father! Yes, I'm not even listening anymore. I'm not just listening. It was the voice of the frog. They're not going out.
Yeah, they are.
Not. They are.
Lewis.
Crazy.
Lewis, take my wheels.
I don't even have my license yet.
Oh, come on, just do it. Look, Styles, let's just go to the party. I don't think this is such a good idea. Surf's up. Right out front of us.
Yeah, not too close.
What are you guys gonna do?
Lois, will you just do it?
Kids.
All right, okay, listen, I'm gonna go slow, all right?
Yeah. Listen, don't worry about a thing. We got everything under control. You do your thing, and I will do mine. Cowabunga!
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be served like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hairdo serving USA. You'll catch them surfing at
Nelson.
Thank you.
kill. Watch them get killed. this is going nowhere.
Turn up this, get some pussy trap. Let me get it from the back. After the party, you gon'